suspect of sexual harassment in the workplace, you wanted to say what?
As to your last caller, sexual harassment, and I'm an employment attorney and I represent women who are sexually harassed at work. Sexual harassment is legally defined. It is not a wink or a one-off flirt. It has to be either severe or pervasive. Two, it's not always investigated by HR and taken seriously. Three, it's underreported in the workplace. There's still, even with that, about 38 to 40% of women who have been sexually harassed at work. In fact, the Bureau of Justice statistics put 43,000 women who were raped or sexually assaulted at work last year. In fact, I represent some of those cases currently. And finally, this idea of saying that Weinsteining is going to cause damage to these poor accused men, you're creating an atmosphere which is going to make these women even go further underground, because what actually happens in the workplace is these women are demoted, or they're fired, or they're blacklisted.
You don't like that she published this essay?
I don't agree with it at all. In fact, I have my own article up about what really happens in sexual harassment cases. I wish it were the case that these were reported.
Where can I find your piece?
I tweeted it to you.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to go looking for it. Thank you, Laura. Laura's in Chapel Hill.